Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1301. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Welcome to the next 100 episodes on my way to 1400 early in 2019. And today's show answers a question for someone about their interaction with a recruiter. Hope you find it helpful. Hope you give it a great review in Apple Podcasts. I hope you take my classes on Skillshare. I hope you connect with me on LinkedIn. There's information at the end of the show about that. And let's get going, okay?
Is it normal to get a call from a recruiter and get questioned about current previous salaries while I'm explaining that I'm not looking for a move? The answer is yes. However, let me dissect what's going on. They're trying to fill a position. They're sourcing for a job. They're trying to find someone with a particular background. Here's what they've got. They've got a job description or an outline from a client about what the client is looking for, including prices that they're willing to pay for this talent. So you're saying, I'm not interested, but they're doing one of two things. They're going to try and convince you because your salary is much lower, and they're going to try and persuade you with money. Or if you're in the middle of interrupting them and going, hey, look, I'm not interested, and they're still talking about salary, they're trying to build their database so they have an idea of what price point you're at for the future, so that this way they can recontact you, you know, when they have something that makes sense. But the first scenario is the most likely one. That's the one where they're trying to find out, can they talk with you about salary? Can they persuade you with money, even though you're not interested? For example, you're making $100,000 a year, $125,000, whatever it is. And they say, this is a position that'll pay between $110,000 $125,000 on the first scenario, or you're at $125,000 and they'll say, this is a position that can get you to $140,000, maybe $150,000 plus bonus. Now there's just so much money in there. They're just going to try. So, you know, they're just trying to break down your defense. So yes, it's normal because most recruiters, at least in a contingency business, not an executive search, but in the contingency recruiting, what they're trying to do most of the time is break you down in two ways. Number one is money. Number two is opportunity. They've got a career opportunity where a client is looking for a rock star to work for them and do magical things. And I'm being goofy there, but that's really what most of the sales pitches come down to. So, yes, it's normal. Yes, it's very much part of the repertoire of recruiters. And no, you don't need to comply. I want to repeat that. No, you don't need to comply. But, I want you to hear that big but. The person who gets ahead isn't always the smartest or work the hardest, although those are great qualities to have. People get ahead by being alert to opportunities and not falling for company pablum that wears them down and gets them stuck in a job that they say they're happy at, until one day there's someone who calls out to them and says, hey, Shirley, come here, meet us in the conference room. And then they fire you when the economy turns south. You're the chairman of the board of your organization. In my case, it'd be the Altman organization. And thus, I'm responsible for me, and you've got to think like the chairman of your organization as well. If you're a compliant, meek, little, nice person working for a company, you're going to lose out, and eventually your employer is going to spit you out. Don't believe me? Look at what happened to millions of people just in the United States between 2008 and 2010. look out for yourself. Don't just pause and go, hey, I'm in a good job. This is a good job. I like my good job. Maybe there's a better one. Listen. Be smart. If you listen and then decide, you know, this isn't for me. The commute's too long. The money isn't right. You know, I can't do it right now. You know, we've got this trip that we're planning. You know, whatever the reason is, don't do it. But be smart. Listen, then make.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to get even more from me. First of all, visit my website, www.thebiggamehunter.us. I have several thousand blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated my information with a focus on interviewing. If you have a few questions, contact me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I at the end. Or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, speaking with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help with a salary negotiation, my trusted advisor services, as well as scheduling me through for Magnify or for PrestoExperts.com. Like you, I don't work for free. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands of courses, not just simply mine. It is a great resource in a variety of different areas. Subscribe to my other podcast, which is called Job Search Radio. This one is number one in Apple Podcasts. Job Search Radio is number two. Subscribe to both. You will get great information 7 days a week from this show, 6 days a week from the other. Lastly, I want to encourage you to join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 500 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're building a supportive group there to provide advice and counsel during difficult times. Again, the group on Facebook is called Career Angles. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Be great!